when you put together this technological revolution and a government mentality that says we will do anything it takes to stop terrorism, what you have is dangerous.
Hi, I'm Paul Dietrich with Reason TV. Today we're talking with Adam Schwartz of the ACLU in Illinois. We're going to talk about fusion centers. Thanks for talking to us, Adam.
Pleasure to be talking to you.
For those out there that don't know what fusion centers are, could you just give us a brief description?
Sure. In the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks, the U.S. government has spent billions of dollars to have the U.S. Department of Homeland Security fund state and local fusion centers. These are state organizations that fuse under one roof as much information as possible about people who are suspected of criminal or terror activity, and then they funnel this information towards the Department of Homeland Security.
And what kind of information are we talking about here?
Well, if a person is of interest to the Illinois Fusion Center, the Illinois Fusion Center has access to a vast number of databases about that person, including criminal databases run by every level of government, including non-criminal government databases such as headshots in the Secretary of State's database. The Illinois Fusion Center also has access to private databases, and so they know about everybody's business licenses, their employment history, the identities of their neighbors and relatives, what property they own.
What is the ACLU's perspective on this? What's the danger of these fusion centers?
The first concern is that a person might become the object of fusion center scrutiny for no good reason. So for example, the Missouri Fusion Center published a report saying that the followers of Ron Paul and the people who display flags that say "Don't tread on me" might be involved in domestic terrorism and ought to be scrutinized by American law enforcement. Or, for example, the Virginia Fusion Center published a report concluding that historically black colleges and universities were nodes of radicalism that should be under law enforcement scrutiny. In Maryland, the Fusion Center was scrutinizing opponents of the death penalty.
Law enforcement is taking in all of this information. Doesn't that lead to stopping crime?
There is a recently published report by the United States Senate, bipartisan report, which examined what the U.S. government has been getting for its money, billions of dollars, that has channeled through the Department of Homeland Security to the 70 or so state and local fusion centers in America. And what this report concludes, based on reviewing hundreds and hundreds of the reports coming from the fusion centers to the Homeland Security Department, is that these reports are doing nothing to protect us from terrorism. That the reports contain old information, or already published information, or information unrelated to terrorism, and perhaps of greatest concern to the ACLU, information that would violate the Federal Privacy Act prohibition on the federal government collecting information about people's First Amendment activities in the absence of suspicion of a crime.
Is it possible for viewers to look up the information that a fusion center might have about them?
There are safeguards that we think every fusion center should have. And one of them is that people should be able to find out whether or not the fusion center has a file on them. And if so, to get the file. And to be able to petition the fusion center to remove information that they think is not correct. And if the fusion center refuses to do so, to be able to put their own statement into the file that explains what they think is wrong, so that, you know, later on when someone else in the law enforcement community gets the file, they can see the person's rebuttal. We are in the midst of a technological revolution which empowers the government in a way that never previously existed to track what innocent Americans are doing and to use that information against us. And in the wake of the 9/11 terror attacks, the expectation from many people is the government should use as many of these new technologies as possible to do everything possible to keep us as safe as possible. And when you put these two things together, all of our privacy and all of our civil liberties is menaced.
Is there any way of going back, or is this here to stay?
You know, I think the technological revolution obviously cannot be prevented, and it should not be prevented by government. You know, from the view of the ACLU, there are many pro-civil liberties aspects of the technological revolution. But when you put together this technological revolution on the one hand and a government mentality that says we will do anything it takes to stop terrorism or the possibility of terrorism, what you have is dangerous. And so really the first question ought to be, whenever the government proposes one of these new technologies, will the use of this technology actually make us safer?